Well, if you love books and you love talking to authors or hearing from authors, you are in for a real treat next week because the Wisconsin Book Festival celebration in Madison occurs October 23rd through the 26th. There are more than 70 authors, 55-plus events comprising the festival. And with us, the head person, Jane Rotunda, who she and I worked together for quite a while.
It's a good few years, Larry. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us as director of the Wisconsin Book Festival. And as we talk with Jane, I hope you'll join in. Do you have a favorite author? Wonder if they're going to be here? Have you checked to see if they will be attending the festival? Find out. Give a call. The number at 800-642-1234 will get you to us. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. How'd you get over 70 authors? How are you able to attract all these authors?
Yes, that's a great question, Larry. So the most wonderful thing about Madison that I think and the book festival is that it's just an amazingly robust and engaged literary community. And that's how you get 70 plus authors to come, you know, to our town and present to a community that really cares. It's special. It's unique. And I think, you know, the Wisconsin Book Festival is part of the library. It's part of the Madison Public Library Foundation. And so we have this built-in community of library patrons and at all of these neighborhood libraries where people use the system. They take out books. They use Libby. They come to the library to do work and so on and so on. And so we have this amazing community that really takes advantage of the public service and community service that is a public library. And I do want to shout out that the library is celebrating 150 years this year in 2025. And we're so excited that the festival with these 70 plus authors and 55 plus events in 4 days, the heart of it is all happening at Madison Central Library. And so, again, it's a wonderful facility. And that's how you get people to come, is because you create this community, and the community then receives these authors with the most energy and enthusiasm and interest. And so they are delighted when they come here.
Yeah, I would believe that. And I'm telling you from past experience, I've occasionally interviewed somebody as part of the program, or on other occasions, I've just gone because I wanted to hear a particular author, maybe one that I hadn't heard from before. And they're always really interesting. And
so interesting. I think one of the great things, too, is that it's 70 plus authors, but also then on top of that, these 55 events are hosted by a lot of people, you know, in town or around in the surrounding area who are also writers or really engaged experts on the topic that the author is presenting on. And so that's another special thing that I think kind of makes it more localized and interesting. It takes this topic or this genre or this conversation, and it really brings it into our community and to the experiences that we're living as Madisonians or Wisconsinites or even just Midwest people. So
yeah, I think you bring people more than from Madison
to
come to this.
Totally. And having those people, the authors who come from, you know, across the country, sometimes internationally, speak with someone who is local, it just sort of gives it this personal touch and kind of angle and dimension to the conversation that makes it really relatable for our audience.
And there's about as broad a range as you'd like, I think, or expect in terms of books themselves.
Yes. So we have fiction, we have poetry, we have memoir, we have politics, music, science topics. We have books about cheese, because you must, and other food-related topics. So it's about lifestyle, and it's also about escaping and going on a really fun, interesting journey through literary fiction or historical fiction. There's truly, the goal is to have a little something for every type of reader.
So let's talk about a few of them, and some I've interviewed myself. Jane Hamilton is one, New York Times bestselling author. I interviewed her a couple of times already about her, the story of Ruth, one of them. But she, and she's kind of opening the festival, is she not? It's kind of fitting to have a Wisconsin person and someone as noted as Jane.
Larry, you're right in my brain. You could do this job. I that was intentional. I think Jane is an icon. You know, she's a beloved Wisconsin author and also recognized nationally. And she's returning to the festival stage for her latest. It's a coming-of-age novel. It's called The Phoebe Variations. And it's about girls, it's about mothers, and finding your way in your life. And Jane is just delightful. She's so talented, so smart. And, yeah, I think there's no better way to kick it off than showcasing the amazing, talented writers that we have from our state.
And I'll think of I'll mention another one, David Robleski, who we got to interview with the story of Edward Sawtell years ago, which, just to put not too fine a touch on it, must have made him millions of dollars. because it was on the bestseller list for
indeed
years.
Also an Oprah's book club pick.
Yes.
And so he's coming to Madison for Familiaris, which is the long-awaited prequel to the story of Edgar Sawtell. So, and both of these books actually are Oprah's book club picks. And so it's just this extraordinary journey that really interweaves history, philosophy, adventure, mysticism, and exploring the meaning of love and relationships, and, you know, your true purpose in life. But it is a novel, and it's really great that I think people really wanted more from the story of Edgar Sawtell, and David really delivers with Familiaris.
When I first saw the title, I thought, I wonder if this is a follow-up.
Yeah.
That might be the next one that he does. I mean, the after, when the dogs run out. Because there's a journey. This one's a journey about dogs into northern Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly.
And he's a guy from northern Wisconsin originally.
Yeah, I think Oconomowoc area.
Okay.
But he no longer lives in Wisconsin, but he is really excited to come back. And I think people are just over the moon excited to hear from him about Familiaris. And, of course, you know, that the story of Edgar Sawtell will be a part of the conversation as well. So we're excited to host him on Friday night of the festival, Friday, October 24th. And he'll be at Central Library as well.
And it's not really expensive to go and see these folks.
You know, there are words you can't say in public radio, but it's a public and open event. Everyone is welcome. There are no barriers, or the goal is to create as few barriers to entry as possible. It's about accessibility, it's about community, and it's about conversation and making those things available to as many people as want to participate. So, it's a low as in zero cost.
There's no cost. Well, it might cost you some gas or a bus ticket or something to get there.
But, yeah, we love that we host, most of our events at Central Library, which is really accessible. to by bus, especially with the new bus rapid transit system. And then we also host events at other downtown locations that are within about a mile of Central Library. So we try as best we can to make it so folks can get to these spaces and enjoy the programs pretty easily.
Yeah. Jane Rotunda, our guest director of the Wisconsin Book Festival, is coming up next week. Questions for her, maybe about an author who might or might not be there, maybe about a book. I hope you'll join in. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today as we talk with Jane Rotunda, director of the Wisconsin Book Festival, about what's going on next week at the festival. Again, join in. Questions, give a call, 800-642-1234, or email to talk@WPR.org. So, I mean, the Wisconsin Book Festival, you know, last week you didn't just say, okay, well, I need to get 70 authors in here. It's a year-round thing. Tell us about that whole operation.
Absolutely. So the Wisconsin Book Festival presents year-round programs, about 100 a year. And we do that all throughout the year. We call them standalone events because they're outside of what's coming up next week, which is what we call our fall celebration, which is more of what you think of in a traditional festival sense, where it's 4 days of back-to-back programming. And you're right, Larry, that it does take a little bit more time than 1 week to plan a big 4-day celebration like this. And so it's a year-round endeavor, kind of thinking about it and following what's happening in terms of what books are coming out, what authors might be interested in coming. So we have all of these amazing resources that we have access to sort of get a sneak peek of books that are coming out in advance. And that helps us plan. And so that's part of the process to program these 70 plus authors and 55 plus events. And then we also have an open proposal period where anyone can submit their book as an author. That we have a few criteria that we require as part of the proposal submission. And then it runs for a couple months. And we take all of those submissions and we review them. And we select authors and books from that pool of submissions as well. So it's multifaceted and kind of, like you said, an ongoing thing that we're always thinking about in terms of, you know, after this fall celebration, I will probably already start thinking about next year's fall celebration and looking at catalogs from publicists and planning to make it really well known that if you are an author and if you've written a book, you're invited to submit your proposal.
And then all the other events that go on, are you involved in those as well?
Indeed. I am. Yes. And so those events are, it's a really special thing that we do and that some festivals don't do, is these standalone events, because it's an opportunity to catch authors when they're on tour. So when a book like comes out, there's sometimes budget for the author to travel around. And so we can actually scoop them into, you know, the Madison lineup, or getting them to Madison and being a part of our lineup. And maybe it doesn't work out that they can come for the fall celebration, but then they can come for this specific event that kind of lands in better timing for them in the release of their book. And those are wonderful. We have seen exponential growth in the attendance for those to the point where it's almost 75 people and on average who come out to enjoy those standalone programs. And it really just builds into this amazing thing that we then host in October, which is the fall celebration. So it's this staying in close communication and offering these programs and chances to connect with our community throughout the year and then all come together for this big 4-day fall celebration.
Soiree.
Soiree. I like that, Larry.
Janet in Elkhorn, thanks for calling. What's
Hi.
On your mind?
Oh, well, I was thinking of two Wisconsin authors who I've been fond of, Jennifer Chiaverini and Kathleen Ernst. And I just heard Jennifer at the Wisconsin Quilt Festival a couple weekends ago. So I wondered if they were involved. Also, my book group just got done reading James by Percival Everett. And I wondered if he might be coming.
Wonderful questions.
And then, of course, there's Wendell Berry.
Wonderful questions. So Jennifer Chiaverini, I know Larry, we've had her multiple times.
I've interviewed Jennifer Chiaverini probably 15 or 20 times.
I think you've read all of her books, Larry.
I've read every one of her books.
And she's wonderful. And we have had her as a part of the festival before. And actually, my first year that I was the director, we had her as the host and conversation partner for another author. So that's another part of kind of working in these authors, if not for their own books, but for another book and a presenting author to be in the conversation with them and kind of host them and facilitate their event. So that's Jennifer and Kathleen.
Yeah. Kathleen Ernst.
That name sounds very familiar, and it might have been before my time that we hosted her. So, and we don't have any plans in the immediate future to have her. And then I think you mentioned Percival Everett, right? It's James is the book.
Yeah.
Yes. So I am so excited that the Book Festival is a very close collaborator with the Go Big Read program through UW-Madison. And they are indeed hosting Percival Everett for James, because it is this year's Go Big Read. Yeah. And that is happening on November 4th. And so we partner with the Go Big Read team to have Percival Everett here and present on campus through that event, and kind of to mark that community read experience for the campus, as well as anyone in the community can attend.
Yeah, and that's always a lovely experience. And it's kind of nice for the author. It's quite nice for the author, because they'll say, by the way, we're going to be needing 10,000 copies of your book. Or
more than that. And yeah. It's a really great experience. And, you know, it varies every year what type of books we host and the genres, the authors. And we are absolutely delighted and honored to be having Percival Everett here in Madison in just a few weeks.
All right. There you go, Janet. Thanks so much for calling. Again, you can join us 800-642-1234. You mentioned cheese earlier.
Yes.
And there's a book. There's a book that's going to be featured. The title, The Wisconsin Way.
Yes.
W-H-E-Y.
Indeed. It's Cheese Making in the Driftless. And it's not only the stories of, you know, compelling master cheesemakers and their dedication to their craft, but also, you know, their contributions to this rich cheesemaking history and tradition that we have in Wisconsin. And so Kristen Mitchell and Nicole Bajeski and Keith Burrows are some of the co-authors of that book. And they will be joining us on Friday, October 24th. And I'm going to end it with three key words: free cheese samples, everyone. So we're going to have a really good time kind of hearing about this amazing thing in part of our state. And then also munch on some cheese.
And I know that one of the people featured in the Wisconsin Way was Sid Cook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Carr Valley Cheese, which is
award-winning.
Really good cheese. And I haven't had a chance to ever talk with him, so I want to read about what he had to tell the authors, and maybe I'll get him on the show sometime. But that will be a lot of fun. There's actually isn't there an opportunity for some free books with some of the people?
Yes, I'm so glad you mentioned this, Larry. So the festival is really honored. It's one of the most joyful things about the work we do, to be able to give away copies of books to attendees at select events throughout, you know, standalone events, as well as during this 4-day celebration we're about to have. So We have 5 books that we will be offering a book giveaway for. And all you have to do, like we talked about, is just show up and attend the event. And we're going to hand you a copy of this author's book. And afterward, if you want, you can get it signed by the author. It's pretty unique. Do you want me to tell you which event?
Well, yeah.
Indeed. Yes. Okay. So on Friday night, we have Sasha Dubevic McKenney coming. She is a poet, and she did a creative writing fellowship at UW-Madison. And she's coming for her debut poetry collection. It's called Joy Is My Middle Name. And that's Friday evening at 9 p.m., and it will be a book giveaway. And then on Saturday, we have Malcolm Harris coming for What's Left, and he'll be presenting and talking about climate science and basically where we're at with the changing climate environment. And he is talking with Kate Archer Kent.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah, very, very fun. And that will be a book giveaway. That's at noon on Saturday, the 25th. And then we have Angela Flournoy for The Wilderness. It's a literary fiction work that was longlisted this year for the National Book Award. We're honored to be hosting Angela and giving away her book on Saturday afternoon. And then we have Andre Osman coming. Andre Osman wrote Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
And he's coming for his memoir that came out last year called Roman Year. And so we will be giving away copies of his book in partnership with the Connie Project, which is a UW-Madison Jewish and Cultural Studies group that we are partnering for that event with. And finally, Dexter Patterson, who is a UW-Madison professor.
Yeah.
And his book is Birds of the Great Lakes. And he will be presenting on Sunday morning, and we'll be giving away copies of that book.
Well, here we got a free event, and you're not only doing that, but you're giving away copies of the book.
It's remarkable. It really is. And you know how we can do it? It's because so many people support the foundation, the Madison Public Library Foundation, and thereby the festival and also the library. We have amazing supporters from, you know, just members of the book festival who give a small amount annually, up to lead and signature sponsors who give, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars so that we can present these programs to our community for no cost and also offer them free books.
Well, we've talked about maybe 10 books over this last half hour, and there's 70 out there. And so we go to, where do you find the whole list?
Yes, WisconsinBookFestival.org. And you can find, you can sort on the event schedule page with genres that you like, or if you really want to go to a specific location, the Central Library, Discovery Building, Art Lit Lab, you can kind of sort and filter by that. And then there's also a full printable schedule linked on the website that I really love, because you can kind of take it, print it out, circle what you know, highlight your plan, and kind of plan out the 4 days that you think are the most perfect 4 days of literary wonder. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've got the list in front of me, and it's like, oh my gosh.
I know. I do have a few tips we can maybe just quick run through. So I definitely recommend, like we were talking about, make a little bit of a plan, you know, but stay open to surprise. So pick a few must-see events, but then leave some space for some spontaneity and to discover something new. I definitely think you should take advantage of all of the mix of genres and venues that we have, because there's big author, you know, big name authors, local gems. Arrive early, bring a friend, and don't forget to check out a book giveaway.
Okay. On that note, Jane, it's great to see you in person again. Thank you so much for what you do and for coming by.
Lovely to see you, Larry. Thank you so much.
Jane Rotunda, director of the Wisconsin Book Festival. Oh, it's great to see her in person. And that festival is going to be wonderful. If you haven't been there and done it, you better do it this year. And a big thanks to our whole crew, Lee Rayburn, Jeff Robbins, Clara Kniper, Joel Badnott, and Jill Nador, executive producer. I'm Larry Mueller. Stay with us. Lots more in store.